as we've been telling you, this legislative session is starting to look like a bloodbath for the taxpayers. They have a transportation plan that would add 19 cents a gallon to the price of gas. But as Jay Inslee said a couple of days ago, that's not going to do anything to change people's driving habits. For that, they want a low-carbon fuel standard, and that has passed the House. It's on its way to the Senate, and Randy Pepl is a longtime political consultant. He joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Randy, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
You're also my Husky football broadcast partner when I was doing play-by-play back in the mid-'80s.
Yeah, last century.
Yeah, that was, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a long time into the last century. Okay, so tell me about this low-carbon fuel standard that passed out of the House yesterday, and most importantly, what it's going to mean for the average family's pocketbook.
Well, certainly. The House Bill 1110 is the bill you're talking about, the low-carbon fuel standard, and it passed the House last night, and it is just, it's costly, it's regressive, and it won't work. It's kind of, the three pillars of this policy. It would cost, based on what California regulators have said, it would add 16 cents to the cost of a gallon of gas. And they're estimating in California, which has a very similar policy, that that would go up to 41 cents a gallon by 2030. So that's the cost. And in it hits the people who can't afford it the most, because it hits the poor and the middle class who have to drive to get to their job, to run their errands and so forth. They can't switch to go out and buy an expensive electric car. And it's a policy that just doesn't work. Even in California, the regulators down there have said that it is 10 times more costly than other carbon emission policies.
Sure.
So if the goal is to reduce carbon at an efficient price, this is the last policy that you would want to impose.
Well, and as I said, this is on top of the planned 19 cent a gallon increase in the transportation tax. So what we're looking at is a 60 cent a gallon increase once all of these taxes are fully phased in. For, as you said, the people who cannot escape it, because the wealthy overwhelmingly are the percentage who buy electric cars, and it's the working class that can't escape this thing, and that's who it's going to hit the most. And yet the Democrats just don't care about these families that are getting taxed out of existence here.
It's that layering of costs that is really a problem, because the working families can't get away from that. Whether you're a union member who has to commute to a job site that's not close to your home, or whether you just have to drive produce from Eastern Washington to Western Washington to get it to market, as they layer these costs on it, all of those costs pass down to the consumer. And so you and I end up paying them at the pump. And anytime we buy something that requires transportation to reach us. And for those who are pushing these types of policies, for them, it's much more about, hey, we have to have these. This is the way to go. And they are ignoring the examples in California where regulators there, just in studies that were published last month and that you can read about, if you go to our website, affordablefuelwashington.com, you can read those studies and see that this is a policy that will not work.
Well, and yeah, you make a great point. I just want to accentuate the point you just made. So we're looking at, between the transportation and the low carbon fuel standard, phased in 60 cents a gallon added to gas. We already have the second highest gas tax in the country. We'll go skyrocketing to number one. But yeah, you just made the point. All goods that get to marketplace get there via truck, and if people have shifted to online shopping, it's trucks that bring it to our house, and all of these added fuel costs are going to be factored in. So yeah, there is a multiplier here well beyond what people are going to obviously see at the pump.
And even more, the voters of Washington have already rejected this, Dory. I mean,
yeah,
the voters have rejected two ballot measures that would increase gas prices to have environmental impact. And they're not saying that because they want a dirtier environment. what Washingtonians are saying is we want carbon reduction policies that work with incentives, not penalties, to help us transition to this cleaner economy. But this policy just does not do that.
Well, and that, beyond that, and whether, and I know the Democratic sponsor said that they just want to move the state to cleaner fuels and all of this other stuff, but I've done the calculations to roll back our fuel standards by an incremental amount. It would help the planet to the tune of about 1/50 of 1%. I mean, that would be the overall planetary greenhouse gas reduction if Washington does this. 1/50 of 1%, which statistically means zero. So it would end up costing families billions of dollars for zero planetary benefit. And that's where I think this, you know, is so insidious, because if the goal is to help the planet, this certainly doesn't accomplish that.
But what it does accomplish, if this were to pass the state Senate, is that it would hit your pocketbook.
Oh, yeah.
It would hit the pocketbook of working families across the state. And so if people care about this, it passed last night in the House, they should call the legislative hotline, 800-562-6000, and leave a message for their state senator saying, don't hurt us with a policy that will not work, that's ineffective and will not work. Vote against House Bill 1110.
Yeah, it is crazy when you see the overall costs. And I know that when you oppose something like this, as you do, as a matter of policy, that you have to try to consider what their stated reasons for doing this are. I've been talking about this a lot, Randy, that I'm trying to understand just the morality of politics that is adding hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars in costs per family per year in this legislative session. And I cannot understand the radicalism that we are seeing in Olympia this session.
Well, what's truly unfortunate is it seems that there are some members of the legislature that do not want to take into account all of the policies that have been passed and that get layered on top of each other that hurt the pocketbooks of the people of the state, when in fact Washington State already has one of the cleanest energy sectors in the country.
Yeah.
Because of our abundance of hydropower. And let's look at policies that would work, that would actually reduce emissions if that's the goal, and not pick a policy that in California the regulators there are already saying does not work. It's inefficient. It's 10 times more costly than other policies.
Well, time to speak out is now, and as Randy said, you got to contact your senator because it's already passed out of the House. Legislative hotline is 800-562-6000. And what's your website again for affordable fuel?
It's affordablefuelwashington.com.
All right. Randy Pepple.
Join our coalition, because that's how we'll stop this.
All right. Randy Pepple, always good talk with you, Randy. Appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me on, Dory.
All right. And you speak out now, because they want this to be the most tax-unfriendly legislative session in our state's history. And by the way, Inslee was called out on MSNBC for not reducing emissions under his watch. And so he said, well, I got a Democrat legislature now. So he's trying to leverage this into some punitive taxes. All right, love to hear what you say about this. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.